the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. Jeff Pedro is not dead, but mostly dead and climbing out of a hole, so we're going to have to do without him today. But I'd like to invite you to give us a call at 457-1290 if you'd like to be on the show. Shooting from the Hip is sponsored by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor shooting range and firearms training center. And if you would like to more information about the range, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com. All our classes are listed there, the calendar of classes, the opportunities that you have, the rates for everything, and our schedule of operation for recreational shooting and for the classes. And we'd love to have you find out more information about us there at sim-trainer.com. If you're new to our show and you haven't heard any of our program before, you can catch all of the earlier shows at sim-trainer.com/radio, which is our radio page. It has the archive of all of our previous shows. It also has a link to our Facebook page. So if you would be interested in joining our Facebook page and liking us and becoming a fan of the show, we also post it out there sometimes during the show. We will post various links and information for Expo. And this is a really fun place to be. I've been wandering around a little bit for a while looking at some of the exhibits and talking to some of the vendors. It's a great opportunity if you have anything that you are looking at doing with your home, some maintenance or modifications, upgrades. This is a great place to find a whole lot of vendors all in one place, and they have tremendous information for you, places that you can come. So you can come on out here to the Dayton Expo, the Dayton Airport Expo Center. It's a real easy to get to, just up of just off of I-75, north of I-70. I've had kind of an interesting week. There's been all kinds of things going on. We have had many classes at Sim Trainer, and if you're interested in getting some classes, we've had to add some. Our First Shots class, we had filled up all the way through the first part of March, so we added a class that'll be on the 18th, and there's still a few slots left in that. So if you're interested in that, you can contact the range and get signed up for that class as well. And we have a concealed carry class next week, which is just about full as well. But if you wanted to get some more information about that, you can call the range at 293-3914. We would love to have you call us as well. If you'd like to be on the show, give us a call at 457-1290, and we will get you up onto the board. One of the things that happened this week was there was an article in the Dayton Daily News just Friday that talked about handgun ownership rising among women. And that was an interesting article. They contacted us about that. Unfortunately, we were out of town, so we didn't get to contribute too much to that particular article. But there's a lot of good information in it. And we would like to maybe invite you ladies that have maybe become part of the handgun, the self-defense community, to call into the show and tell us a little bit about what your view is. The article talks about the fact that more women in the Miami Valley are choosing to purchase and carry handguns for protection, and that does, in fact, reflect a national trend. We've certainly seen that at Sim Trainer. We've had a lot of people. In fact, we had classes where more women were taking the class than men were taking the class. We've had some, especially of our First Shots class, where there were almost all women taking the class. And actually, I consider that to be a really good sign because, let's face it, women are typically smaller than men and are much more vulnerable targets. Women have been the victim of crimes for years, and we need to turn that around. And the equalizer, one of the many equalizers that allows that to happen, is the firearm. Unfortunately, the firearm by itself is not some sort of a magic talisman that makes bad things not happen. You need to be well trained in order to use that and for you to be effective with it, in order for you to be able to defend yourself at the time that that would occur. And you'd have to obviously also have it with you at the time that occurs. That was one of the points that was made by one of the people that was interviewed for the article. And it's just something that, you know, you may want to hope that bad things aren't going to happen, but you look at the world and you look at the news and you look at the situations of things that do occur, and it's just fantastic thinking to think that it simply can't possibly happen to you. One of the things that we have done at Sim Trainer is to target our training in such a way that it applies to everyone. We've had a lot more women taking our classes, and we have had many of them also bring their friends. Sometimes they don't want to come by themselves, but they'll come if a friend goes with them. In fact, that was the situation my wife ended up taking the concealed carry class in December, and it was because she and a friend decided to come and get their license as well. So that was by no means is that unusual. That's a fairly common occurrence, and we strongly support that. Whatever makes you feel a little bit more comfortable getting through that door. The First Shots class is specifically targeted at people who've never handled a firearm before, and that makes it a great way to get that first introduction to handling a firearm. Firearms can be a little bit scary for people, particularly because of the way that they have been demeaned and targeted in the media and in the public arena for many years. Unfortunately, we've sort of lost our firearms heritage in this country. It's the heritage that allowed us to win the first war that we had, the Revolutionary War, to fight for our independence. And if it hadn't been for the personally owned firearms of the people who were citizens at the time deciding that they were not going to be overrun and that they were going to retain their liberty, then we would not have this country that we know today. Unfortunately, all too many people have kind of lost that perspective and have begun to demonize the gun as though it were the source of the problem that has increased crime. And that's simply not the case. We also have some statistics that have been released. The preliminary statistics for 2011, for the first 6 months of 2011, have come back. And they are part of the Uniform Crime Report from the FBI. And it shows that although violent crime has gone down again at the first 6 months of the year, we still have way too many violent crimes, to way too many people that get assaulted and other violent crimes, murders, rapes. The best way to deal with that is to simply not be unprepared, to be aware of what's going on around you, to be prepared to deal with it both emotionally and to have the equipment that you need to deal with it. Let's go to the phones and talk to Diane, who's calling in from Beaver Creek. Diane, welcome to the show.
Hello. The reason I called was to emphasize the need for, I think, more women NRA instructors to instruct women. I think that would make potential shooters more comfortable.
I think you're absolutely correct, and that is one of the things that we've tried to do at Sim Trainer. We do have some women who have been certified as instructors, and we are always looking to find more who are interested, go through the training, and do what is necessary in order to get certified as an instructor and to be part of that instruction cadre that we have. We would really like to be able to have some classes that are completely turned over to women, where we have a complete range staff, that all the range staff are women and the instructors are women in the classroom, and we'd love to be able to do that because we know that there are a lot of women who sometimes are just a little bit more comfortable with other women teaching them, and particularly when you're talking about guns and the situations that guns might be used in, it's men that often cause those problems, and so you're absolutely correct.
Another thing,
still there?
Yes. Another thing, the reason why I think women would be better instructing other women is because sometimes the skills involved maybe take a little longer, or they need to be modified a little bit to accommodate maybe lack of strength and maybe difference in hand grip. Just mm-hmm. various techniques that could be adapted that would suit women better.
And it also, I think, applies to the equipment. I mean, the firearms themselves, a lot of let's face it, it's men that are designing most of the firearms, and often they're sized to fit men a little bit better. So some of those accommodations and the adjustments necessary to make that work, I think you're absolutely right. Having women involved in that process is critical to being able to get more women comfortable with the shooting.
I also wanted to state why I decided to start shooting. It was more or less a challenge. It was a curiosity, and then because I needed to really work at it, it became a challenge for me, and I really wanted, through determination and persistence, to learn how to shoot, and I've discovered that there are more, it's actually more than just shooting for self-defense. There's a lot of recreational shooting that you could become involved with, and I've really enjoyed some of it.
That's wonderful. Do you have some friends that you can that you shoot with, or people that you spent time with that you might be able to invite to go out to a shooting event? Is that something that would be an interesting or a way to get more people involved?
Yes, I have been shooting with some of the people from that work at the Dayton Armory. And
okay.
I go over there quite a bit because it's very close, and when I have a question, that's where I go to have it answered.
And for people who aren't familiar with the Dayton Armory, that's one of the gun stores. It's in Beaver Creek there by the Lafina Shopping Center, just off of 35 and just south of 35 off of North Fairfield. And they have a really nice facility over there. They do, and they have a great staff, and I think that's kind of what you're talking about, the way that they relate with the customers and the customer service they have. They do a great job.
Yes, they do.
One of the things that we have several relationships with several of the gun stores in the area, and when they know that if they send folks over to Sim Trainer to get some training or to try out a gun, we have a try it before you buy it program. We're not going to try to steal their customers. We want them to be able to build a relationship, and I think anybody that is going to purchase a gun, the best thing you can do is to have someone that you can trust that you deal with on a regular basis.
Yes, and that's a very that's a place where you could go, especially a woman, because they're very helpful. They try to really find something that's suitable for you as a woman, and they treat you with courtesy and respect.
And that's a very important aspect of it. And I know that there's sometimes that gun shops and ranges have reputations that say, you know, it's kind of a good old boys network and the ladies aren't really that invited. That's one thing that we've really tried to do at Sim Trainer, is to make sure that our facilities and the people and the staff and everything that we do there is very friendly to anybody coming in, but especially to women who may be a little bit more uncomfortable in getting started with the shooting sports. Diane, thanks very much for calling the show. We need to take a break here in just a little bit, so I would like to invite people who would be interested in participating in this show to give us a call at 457-1290. 457-1290 is the number into the studio, and they'll get you up on the board, and we will try to get you to be part of the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290, and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip, and we are out here at the Dayton Airport Expo Center at the Universal One Credit Union Homeworld 2012 show. We're having a lot of fun here. If you'd like to come, you can just come up North 75 to the Northwoods exit and turn left, come out till the road ends, then turn right, and you'll be right there at the Dayton Airport Expo Center. Let's talk to someone who is actually out here visiting us at the Expo Center. Lee has come up to the microphone, and Lee, welcome to Shooting from the Hip.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with firearms.
Okay. I shot guns when I was in college for fun, out with my friends, bottles on fences and things like that. Back in the 80s, I bought a revolver because of living in Texas and snakes. That was the main reason I got it.
Okay.
And then moved up here to Ohio, and I always kept my gun around, sometimes in the basement in a box, and then I began to bring it upstairs, and couldn't decide whether to keep it loaded or unloaded, keep it on the closet shelf. It wouldn't be loaded. I had all kinds of questions and intimidation, and didn't know the laws.
Okay.
Lately I began to wonder what to do, and somebody said Sim Trainer, and I went to their website. I read the whole website. I read about all the classes and decided to start out by taking the first shots course back in November.
All right.
Even though I had shot a gun, I treated myself as a never used a gun person.
Okay.
And I took the first shots. Then I came back and did your $10 try it out. Tried out different guns that you had there in the range. Bought my own 9mm. semi-automatic.
All right.
Around Thanksgiving time. Took the basic handgun class with my gun,
mm-hmm.
and then became much more comfortable using it. I learned how to use it.
Okay. Now, you said initially that you had a revolver.
I have a .22 revolver.
Okay.
Single shot, so I have to load it and unload it. It takes a lot of time.
Okay. So it's not exactly designed as a personal defense weapon.
No, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that, of course, we cover when we're talking about firearm selection, making sure that you have a firearm that's appropriate for you.
Right.
So then, what? I mean, just let folks know, what did you end up? What did you end up with as your choice? You tried a lot of different guns?
I tried a lot of guns, and I found the one that felt comfortable in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a Springfield Armory XD semi, no, subcompact.
Oh, the subcompact, okay.
Subcompact. So
nice small little gun. It's fairly easy to carry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it fits your hand well?
It fits my hand well. It's much more comfortable than some of the other guns I tried. But I tried several, and that's the one I picked.
Okay. Now, a lot of folks, you know, especially there's a lot of places people will go, and they'll say, well, you're a woman. You probably ought to get a revolver because it's nice and simple to operate. Did you have any trouble learning how to use a semi-automatic?
No.
No?
The only problem I have is grip strength.
Okay.
And pulling back on the slide. It's a little tight, the spring.
And we find that fairly common, but what we found also is that grip strength is less of an issue than technique. And once you learn how to do that, how to grip the slide mm-hmm. correctly, how to push against and bring it in close to you and push away
yes.
from you, it makes it a lot easier if you're knowing, if you do it the way that you need to.
Right. And the training that you provided at the classes, like the basic handgun, and then I took my concealed carry class about 2 weeks ago, and I've shot a lot of rounds at the range.
Since that
yes,
time. Okay.
Yes.
And so now you have your license to carry a concealed handgun?
I got it last week.
Just got it last week. Okay. That was a pretty quick turnaround for getting a license to 2 weeks
right.
to get a license. Okay. And again, that varies. The sheriffs have up to 45 days to get that license issued, and it depends on their backlog and the workload that they have and so
right.
forth. So.
Yes.
Well, Lee, thank you very much for coming out to the Home World Show and to talking with us today on the Shooting from the Hip.
Thank you.
And thanks especially for being one of our students at Sim Trainer. We really appreciate the fact that you've come out and trusted us for your firearms training. We need to take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour. So when we come back, we'll have more folks on the line, and we will take your calls as well at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. Jeff Pedro is not with us today. I said earlier that he was mostly dead, and some people misinterpreted that to mean like he was on his deathbed. No. Mostly dead. You can recover from that. And he's digging out of mostly dead. Anybody who hasn't seen The Princess Bride is probably wondering how come I've lost my brains. But that's where that expression came from. And he's recovering nicely. He just had a really bad head cold. And talking on the radio, talking on the telephone for that matter, and spreading whatever it is he had around was probably not the best answer. So I am out here by myself today with a great support staff at the Universal One Credit Union Home World 2012 show. It's out here at the Dayton Airport Expo Center, and it's a great place to come. There's a lot of great booths and exhibits here, vendors that are looking to provide you with or able to provide you with information about their products and services. If you're looking to fix a leaking chimney or clean the water out of your basement or treat the water in your house, replace windows, replace doors, this is a place to come. You've got everybody is here in one place. It's a really great opportunity. You just come up I-75 north past I-70 to the Northwoods Boulevard exit. That's exit number 64. And take a left there until you run into Dixie. Take a right, and then you'll be just follow the signs, and you'll be right there at the Home World Show. We're having a great time here. If you'd like to be part of our show, Shooting from the Hip, give us a call at the studio at 457-1290. 457-1290 will get you onto the show. And we do have some folks who are waiting to talk to us. So let's go out and talk to Christy in Dayton. We've talked earlier about on the show about the women and firearms, and there was an article in the Dayton Daily News on Friday. So that kind of prompted some of this discussion. Christy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Mark.
Take us a little bit where you've come through with firearms and how you have, as a woman, brought yourself to taking firearms. Make sure that you turn your radio down, too.
Okay. I got into firearms training about 3 years ago with my husband. I had never shot a gun before, and we had an event that triggered our choice to own handguns. We had a burglary next door. The thieves were there all day, going through my neighbor's things, eating their food, and I was home alone at the time. I had the house totally open, and after hearing what was going on there, I felt very, very vulnerable, and my husband was
violated.
Yes. My husband was not happy either about how vulnerable I was without him being there. So he made the choice to take firearms training, and we had a gun in the house, and I was afraid of it. I thought it was going to jump up and shoot me or harm me.
That's what everybody's taught. I mean, that's what the media says. That's what all the anti-gun folks will tell you, is that gun is dangerous all by itself, just sitting there.
Uh-huh. Well, I learned better. I learned that it's just dumb. It just sits there. And so I learned what to do. I came to Sim Trainer, and with the emphasis on safety, I appreciated that. And I admit it was a challenge for me to just be in the same room with shooting guns, let alone shooting them myself. But I got through that, and I can shoot 100 rounds now, no problem. I appreciated learning how to hit the target, because I don't think I could have figured that out by myself. And I also appreciated the respect that I was shown, just as a woman, and the support from all the guys that were there, not just the trainers, but other guys that were there learning. I felt very respected and very safe.
Shooters are a pretty friendly bunch, aren't they?
They were. They are. Yes. And so it's been a very good experience for me. I pray every day that I don't have to shoot anyone. But at the same time, I don't feel quite so powerless when I'm out in public. And should someone try to harm me or break into my house or deprive me of a loved one, I have some recourse and some options. And I'm just very, very glad about that.
Well, Christy, thanks very much for calling the show. And we are really glad that you've taken that step forward and that you're starting to feel more comfortable with firearms. Thanks very much for calling the show.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
Let's go out to Lynn, who's called. Lynn, thanks for calling the show.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark. I've discussed with some people who are apprehensive of having Ohio CCW license, because they were told that they maintain a list or roster and you could have access to the Internet. Their concern is that liberal employers may not hire them or something like that in light of the economy. Have you heard of any such roster that they keep, a list of CCW holders in Ohio?
Well, each of the sheriff's offices that issue the licenses obviously have a list, because they have to maintain that. But there are no published lists anymore. It's not possible. Now, there was initially, when the licenses first went into effect back in 2004, there was a media access provision, and that allowed media, not the average citizen, but just people who were affiliated with official media, would be able to get a list of those people who had been issued licenses in each county. And some of the media outlets decided that they thought it was important information for people to know, so they would publish those lists. The law changed, and they no longer can get a copy of the list. They can look at it. They can't record it. They can't take pictures of it. They can't write it down. They can't read it into a tape recorder or any other means of capturing what that list is, and they don't get a copy of it. So now it's pretty much impossible for them to maintain a list and advertise that list. So there really aren't now published lists in any counties. There never were in our area anyway. None of the media outlets in our area were doing that. There were some in some of the northern counties. I believe the Cleveland Plain Dealer was one that had a list that was that they were pretty adamant about maintaining because they thought people should know who was carrying firearms and who wasn't. The problem with that logic, of course, is that you don't know now. You didn't know before, and it was only the bad guys. Now at least law-abiding citizens have a way to do that. So I think that has pretty much ended, but there is certainly no published list of all the license holders anywhere. That's not something that's done, to my knowledge, in any state. There's certainly no federal list, and there is no list in Ohio. Does that help answer that question?
Yes, sir. It shed a lot of light on it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Lynn, thanks very much for calling the show. Let's go out to Teresa in Dayton, who's calling. And she's also calling about this Dayton Daily News article on handgun ownership rising among women. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your background with firearms and what brought you into being a woman that owns guns.
Actually, the company I work for set up a indoor shooting league for the 22 pistol, and I thought it was something interesting to try. So I took the first shot class and became very aware of gun safety more than, you know, how to use a gun. It was how to be safe with the gun. And it just kind of snowballed from there. I actually brought my husband in on it, and I brought both of my children in on it. And it taught me how to be a responsible gun owner, and I think that's more important than any part of it. You're responsible for the weapon you carry, and it makes you more aware of your surroundings, which in essence provides your safety, not so much the fact that you're carrying a gun on you. It's that you're aware of the responsibility of having that gun and where you're at and what you're doing at all times.
You're absolutely correct about that, and safety is indeed one of the things that we emphasize. We teach the basic rules of firearm safety. I know you can, if you've been through one of the classes, you know those rules. You probably know them cold, so I'm going to test you. So what are the four basic rules of firearm safety?
You always know what's behind the target you're shooting at. You never point a gun at anything unless you plan on shooting it. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. And I apologize, I don't remember.
You missed that's okay. That's treat all firearms as if they're loaded.
So
that's the first one. And we have these posted on the wall in the classroom, and it's something that is, if you follow all four of those rules all the time, you're just simply not going to have an accident. I'm that was completely unfair for me to do that to you, but you know, that's the point is that those are something that you need to be focused on anytime you're handling a firearm.
Correct. And like I said, I've even put my children through it because we do have guns in our home. And I'm fully aware of the responsibilities of being a gun owner. And I think if you're going to be a gun owner, you should go through training. Concealed carry is not just about the fact that you carry a gun on you. It also includes gun safety rules, the laws that go along with that. And it's just important to have continued training. Any weapon you have, if you don't ever use it, then it really doesn't do you any good.
That's absolutely correct. The gun itself, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's going to always be true. The gun itself is not some sort of a magic talisman. It doesn't stop bad things from happening. It just gives you a way that you can deal with a situation more effectively and stop the bad thing as it is happening.
Correct.
So tell folks a little bit about what, you know, you have found as you have begun shooting. How would you encourage other women to become part of the shooting sports?
I would encourage other women to, if you have an opportunity like I did through my company to participate in a sport, it's a very non-pressure situation. It's more about just having new knowledge. If you don't, there's a local shooting range. They're always welcome to having new shooters, male or female. And most men will actually tell you at the shooting range, not your husband, of course, but will tell you that women are actually better shooters than men. I shoot in a league. I actually shoot. I'm learning to shoot tactical also, which is more than just standing and shooting. You do a lot of move and shoot and that kind of thing. And it's just a very, it's a very good outlet. It's no different than any other sport you do. It's a very good stress reliever. It's a good outlet. You meet a lot of new people. We've also progressed in my family too. We also shoot trap and skeet. So it then becomes a family event where all of us are spending time together doing something. It doesn't matter to me if you're a man or a woman. It's about enjoying what you're doing and spending time together in my family doing this, you know, activity.
Well, the shooting sports is a great family activity, and it has been for years, for decades, really since the beginning of this country. It was something that families would go do together. In some cases, maybe it's to go hunting and to put food on the table. In other cases, just for recreational, just to go out and to have a little bit of ballistic therapy with the family.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Teresa, thanks very much for calling the show, and we appreciate having you do that and having you down at the range as well. For others who are looking to find a way to get started into the shooting sports, Teresa mentioned the First Shots program, and the First Shots program is an excellent way to get started. There's nothing that you require that you're required to bring. We provide everything for that class, the instructions, the targets, the handguns, the ammunition, everything in there. We do, and we, in fact, at Sim Trainer, we also include the first year of an associate membership, so you can come back and shoot on your own after you've had that class and you've had those basic fundamentals. You can come back and practice those skills, get some time in the range, have a little bit of ballistic therapy of your own, maybe shoot with some other friends and family. It's a great opportunity, and we do have a class on the 18th that still has a few slots left, and then the other two classes between now and the middle of March are already full, and so it would be in the middle of March would be the next time that you'd be able to get a slot if those fill up. But you can contact the range at 293-3914 to get signed up for that, or you can do that on our website at sim-trainer.com. We're going to take our last break for the hour here in just a minute, but I'd like to invite anyone else who would like to be part of this show to give us a call at 457-1290. And we are out here at the Home World Show, at the sponsored by Universal One Credit Union, out at the Airport Expo Center, so you can come out here and be part of this as well. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. Jeff is out ill today, but he'll be back with us when we get back on the show in a couple of weeks. We'll be gone next week for a Dayton Flyer basketball game, so you can tune into that on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO. I'm out here today at the Universal One Credit Union Home World Show for 2012. It's out at the Dayton Airport Expo Center, and this is a great place to come if you are looking to make any kind of adjustments or changes, improvements to your home. Lots of great information available to you out here, just off of the Northwoods exit number 64 off of I-75, and come across on Northwoods Boulevard over to Dixie and north again to the Dayton Expo Center. Really easy to get to. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin, who's calling from Bell Fountain. Kevin, welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Possible.
Kevin, are you there? There you go.
Yes. My question is, I have a CCW from Florida and from Ohio, and I just want to know where I can carry without using a holster.
Without using a holster.
Like if I'm driving down the road, can I just have it sitting beside of me?
I see. Okay.
Walking the dog, put it in my pocket or whatever.
Let's address this two different aspects of it, the legal question and then the practical question. The legal question, in September of 2008, that changed and there is now no legal requirements for how you must carry when you're in a motor vehicle. Used to be there were only four ways you could carry a holster on your person, was one in a glove compartment or console, in a closed case that was in plain sight, or in a locked case. Those were the only four ways that you could legally carry in a motor vehicle. Now, all of those have gone away, so you can carry in any way that's safe. So let's talk about the practical aspects. If you're going to carry in a pocket, and a lot of people like to do that, we recommend that you do that in a pocket holster, something designed to keep the gun in the same place all the time so that you'll always be able to find it exactly where it's supposed to be. You don't have to, it doesn't rotate and turn and slip around. And also that nothing else be kept in the pocket along with it. Because if there is anything else in your pocket, then you may have difficulty getting the gun, or even worse, it could activate the trigger if something like a chapstick, for example, slipped inside the trigger guard, and then something, you brushed it in some way, and or you got caught rubbed up against a door, and that was activated, it could cause the gun to fire. It'd be kind of an unusual situation, but that's something that you can completely avoid by making sure that the gun is secure. There's nothing else in your pocket except the holster that it goes into. In terms of legal aspects, there's no longer any requirements on where you can carry or must carry a particular way in a car other than just for it to be safe.
Okay. That's what I needed.
Great. Thanks very much for calling the show. And let's talk to Kim, who's calling from thank you very much. Let's talk to Kim, who's calling from Dayton. Kim, welcome to Shooting from the Hip.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing today?
We are doing wonderfully out here.
Great.
We've got a real short time left. How can we help you?
My wife and I neither are shooters or gun owners, but we really appreciate your show, what you're putting out there in the community, the fact that you're not the only people out there training people. It's just really an eye-opener, and really appreciate the more people out there that are educated about this situation, the safer we're all going to be. And on behalf of my wife and I, we really appreciate you guys being out there with your show.
Well, really, thank you very much for calling. It's always great to hear from folks who appreciate the show, and we've had a blast doing it. We'll be starting our fourth year later this year. We've been, we're just near the end of our third year. Coming in May, we'll be going into our fourth year.
We'll both be out to see you at your shop sooner or later.
Great. Thanks very much. We just have a few seconds left in the show, so I want to thank everyone for being a part of the show today. We're out here at the Dayton Home World Show, and we will be back in a week from now. We're going to be off next week, so you can follow us on our website at sim-trainer.com/radio, which is the radio program. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.